Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Taylor. How may I help you?
Hello?
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kayla. How may I help you?
Hi, yes. I received a order from you guys. It's a sport watch.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no charger with it.
Oh, okay. Well, I can get that charger shipped out to you. Could you provide me with your zip code, please?
49304. Yes.
Okay. And your first and last name?
Leonard. L-E-O-N-A-R-D.
You said
Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. What?
You said Leonard?
Yes. L-E-O-N-A-R-D.
Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R?
Yes.
Give me one second. And sir, what's that email address?
It's Len Taylor. 00@yahoo.com. LenTaylor.
I'm trying to sign up an account for you, sir. I don't, Do you know how much the charge was, sir?
Well, that brings up another point. It was supposed to be
$7.95. Mm-hmm.
And that was charged. Mm-hmm. And then another charge came through, which my credit card alerted me to,
mm-hmm.
for $64.95, which I did not authorize.
I'm
wondering what was the purpose of that.
And you said your email is Leonard Taylor.
No, it's L-E-N, Len Taylor is the email.
LenTaylor@gmail.com?
No, 00, LenTaylor00 at Yahoo.
Oh, okay. Well, sir, I did your zip code, your phone number, your first and last name, and your email trying to find an account for you, and I can't pull up one. What I can do as my last step is your last four, your credit card, to look up an account to see if we have been processed in, but I don't see an account for you.
What did you need the last four on my card? Would that help?
We have to have the last four in the first six.
I'm sorry, say that again. You need the last four and what?
The first six, sir.
Sorry, still didn't get that. Hold on, let me get off speakerphone. Okay, last four of my credit card.
The first six.
So you got just about the whole thing then. Oh, let's see. Find that card. Okay. Okay, the last four are 0221.
And your first six, sir.
The first of the credit card, do we need the first six numbers?
Yes, sir.
Well, then you'll have pretty much the whole card. 4, 5, 6. Okay, 4147 40. Yeah.
And the last four is 0221, correct?
Right.
Well, sir, what I can take you to do is call your bank to see what product has charged you, because I can't pull up an account for you. Because I done tried every step. It is to try. So.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. The phone is getting fuzzy. I don't know if you're doing something different, but I can't.
Okay, well,
so
I tried the last.
My account?
No, sir, I can't access your account. What I can tell you to do is call your bank and see. Call your bank and see what product you're being charged. Oh, well, you're another product that you're being charged for, but I don't see an account through our site with you. And I done pulled up everything that you gave me, any information that you gave me, sir.
Well, hold on a second.
I can get the product. You need the...
Need the product name that I got? Is that it?
No, sir. I can't help you, sir. I did your first and last name. I couldn't pull up an account. I did the zip code, the phone number, your first six and your last four. I did your email address. We can't find an account for you.
Okay, so you're going to call my credit card company and get more information, is that it?
Yes, sir.
Well, let's see. It came through as Marvelicious Clean General Electronics.
I totally understand, sir, but in order for me to provide you with some information or to assist you with any product in our campaigns, I have to have an account pulled up for you, and I can't assist you with anything if I don't have an account. And it seems like you don't have an account with us with the information that you're providing me.
Okay. You know what? That's all right. Never mind.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great
day. Bye.